Abba Yahweh, we come before your presence and we give you Toda Rabba. For one more Shabbat you have allowed us, permit us to be here in your presence. Abba Yahweh, be with us. Give us guidance, discernment of your word. For we are here all to learn from you. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, te damos Toda Rabba. E aqui estamos em sua presença, te agradecemos por nos permitir de aqui estar, em mais um dia de Shabbat. Ajuda-nos a compreender e a entender sua palavra, Abba. Dá-nos discernimento, sabedoria, pois te pedimos em nome de Yeshua HaMashiach. Amém. Amém? Shabbat Shalom. Before we begin with our teaching for today,
antes de começar com a enseñanza por hoy,
I would like to ask each one of you to make a special prayer for Michelle.
Me gustaría que ustedes, por favor, cada uno haga una oración especial para Michelle.
Maybe you don't know Michelle.
Posiblemente no conozcan a Michelle.
Just pray for her.
Simplemente oren por ella.
She's going to a surgery, appendicitis.
Va a pasar una cirugía appendicitis.
And probably she's on right now.
Y posiblemente esté en ello en este momento.
So we are going to pray so everything will be just fine before her.
Así que oremos para que todo esté todo para ella.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. Let us make a prayer then. O Abba Yahweh, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. We take this moment, Abba, to pray for Michelle. That's going under surgery, and we ask you to be the surgeon, Abba, to touch her, to remove everything that is wrong, and to make her, Abba, to be healthy and strong, so she can praise your name and adore you for everything you have done with her. Abba Yahweh, we give her life in your hands, and we bless her. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen.
Can I ask for a prayer for a friend?
Yes, ma'am.
He had a problem, spider or mosquito bite him, and he didn't went to the hospital immediately, and they been doing two surgeries because they afraid that the disease went to the bone, and I want that you help me to pray for him because I'm been talking about them, about Yahweh to them, and I want that they believe how big is Yahweh when we request for his for our needs. His name is Jesus Alanis. And for Mungia and her daughter that she has a tumor in her brain, please do this in Mungia and Jesus. Miss Mungia. Cristina Mungia.
Okay, so let us pray now then. Abba, yes, we also want to take the moment to pray for this family, Mungia, where both of them is going to so many problems, to surgery, infection. Abba, yes. You said in the scripture that you are our healer.
Yes.
So be the healer, Abba. Remove all kind of evil in their lives and let them know how powerful you are.
Yes.
For you said that you are the same yesterday, today, forever and ever. So Abba, manifest your power in their lives. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. 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 And, you know, before also we begin our study, I want to let you know that for Fourth Tuesday.
Y antes de comenzar el aprendizaje, quiero avisarles que por cuatro martes
we will be doing strong prayers for
vamos
you.
Vamos a estar haciendo oraciones fuertes para ustedes.
I'll be here from 8 to 9.
Yo estaré aquí de las 8 a las 9.
And the scripture says that a prayer of a righteous man.
Y la escritura dice que la oración de un hombre tzadik, recto,
is powerful and effective.
Es poderosa y efectiva.
So this first Tuesday,
así que este primer martes,
we are going to pray for your deliverance.
Vamos a orar por su liberación.
If you have anything that you want to be free of,
si tienen algo de lo que quieren ser libres,
You want to be free of an addiction.
Si quieren ser libres de una adicción.
You want to be free from a problem that you have in your family, in your life.
Si quieren ser libres de algún problema que tienen su familia, en su jaim.
You want to be free from insomnia.
Si quieren ser libres de insomnio.
You want to be free from that constant headache.
Si quieren ser libres de ese dolor de oído constante.
Any spiritual problem that you have and you want to be free.
Todo problema espiritual del que quieran ser libres.
I want you to come this Tuesday.
Quiero que vengan este martes.
I'll bring the salt from the Dead Sea.
Yo traeré la melaj, el sodio del mar rojo, del mar muerto.
And it will anoint your hands with it.
Y voy a ponerlo sobre sus manos.
And any evil that might be in your life.
Y cualquier maldad que hay en su jaim.
It will go away.
Va a irse.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And the other Tuesday.
Y el otro martes.
We are going to pray for all those who are sick.
Vamos a orar por todos aquellos que están enfermos.
If you have any kind of sickness.
Si tienen cualquier tipo de enfermedad.
Come, we are going to anoint with the olive oil.
Vengan, vamos a untarles aceite de oliva.
For the scripture says, if there is anyone among you who is sick, anoint him with the oil, pray for him, and the sick will be made well.
Porque la escritura dice que si hay alguno enfermo entre ustedes, úntenle aceite de oliva y va a ser sanado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And the following Tuesday we are going to pray for those who have family problems.
Y el próximo martes vamos a orar por aquellos que tienen problemas familiares.
If you have any family problem, we are going to pray for you.
Si tienen algún problema familiar, vamos a orar por usted.
For it's written, for me and my family will serve Yahweh.
Porque está escrito, por cuanto yo y mi familia serviremos a Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And the last Tuesday, we are going to pray for your prosperity.
Y el último martes vamos a orar para su crecimiento.
And prosperity, when I talk about prosperity, it's not only money.
Y el crecimiento cuando hablo de ello, no estoy hablando solo de financiero.
Can be everything in your life.
Puede ser todo en su existencia.
Can be a success in your job.
Puede ser un triunfo en su trabajo.
Can be a prosperity in your family.
Un triunfo en su familia.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. So we are going to have this four Tuesday.
Así que vamos a tener estos cuatro martes.
Where we'll be praying strongly for you.
Donde vamos a estar orando fuertemente por ustedes.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. All right. So let us open our scripture.
Así que abramos nuestra escritura.
Today we are going to talk about the 12 tribes of Israel.
Hoy vamos a hablar acerca de las 12 tribus de Israel.
Let us open our scripture in the book of Matityahu, that is Matthew chapter 10.
Abramos
chapter 15.
Abramos nuestra escritura al libro de Matityahu en el capítulo 15.
Chapter 15, verse 22. Okay, let me read for you. And see, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried out to him, saying, Have rachamim, compassion on me, O Master Ben David. My daughter is heavily vexed with a shed. Chad is demon, huh?
Yeah, demon.
He aquí una mujer cananea que había ido de aquella región clamaba diciéndole, Maestro, hijo de Tawil, Ten compasión de mí. Mi hija es gravemente atormentada por un shad, demonio.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, this woman, she was from where?
Así que esta mujer era de dónde?
Canaán.
Canaán. What have we learned about Canaán?
¿Qué hemos aprendido acerca de Canaán?
It was an evil group of people because they were cursed.
They were people that were cursed.
Eran un pueblo maldito.
What happened that they were cursed?
¿Qué aconteció que fueron maldecidos?
Because of Ham.
Because of Ham that showed what? His father nakedness.
Fueron malditos por causa de Ham, quien enseñó la desnudez de su Abba.
And of course, Cam was one that was there, and he was the one that was cursed.
Y por supuesto, Canaan estuvo ahí, y él era el que fue maldito.
But this woman called Yeshua something very interesting.
Pero esta mujer le dijo a Yeshua algo muy interesante.
Because Yeshua was Yeshua ben what? Joseph.
Porque Yeshua era Yeshua hijo de
Not
Jacob.
Ben David.
No hijo de David.
In other words, he was the son of Joseph.
En otras palabras, él era hijo de Yahweh.
But she called him Yeshua ben David.
Pero él lo llamó Yeshua ben David.
What does it mean?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
Why she called him Yeshua ben David?
¿Por qué le llamó ella a él Yeshua ben David?
Because that's the bloodline that Yeshua Yeshua came from.
Because she believed in the promise.
Porque ella creyó en la promesa.
In the prophecy.
En la profecía.
Where the Messiah will come from?
The line of
David.
Donde Yeshua, donde el Mashiach era dicho iba a venir de David.
So she knew that he was the Messiah.
Así que ella sabía que él era el Mashiach.
That's why she called him Yeshua ben David.
Es por eso que ella le llamó Yeshua ben David.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
23.
But he answered her not a word. And his Talmudim, his disciples, came and thought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us.
Pero Yeshua no le respondió palabra. Entonces, acercándose sus Talmudim, le rogaron, diciendo, Despídela, pues da voces tras nosotros.
So that woman, she had a daughter that was possessed by a demon.
Así que esa mujer tenía una hija que estaba poseída por un demonio.
And she kept on crying to Yeshua.
Y ella seguía clamando a Yeshua.
And Yeshua ignored her.
Y Yeshua la ignoraba.
And the disciples began to ask him to chase her away.
Y los talmidim comenzaron a decirle que la despidiera.
Because she would not give up.
Porque ella no se rendía.
Because she knew that Yeshua had the answer for her.
Porque ella sabía que Yeshua tenía las respuestas para ella.
So Yeshua wants to see how much we trust, how much we believe in him.
Así que Yeshua quiere ver cuánto es que nosotros confiamos, creemos en él.
How many people I have seen, they come to Yeshua, they pray to Yeshua, they don't receive an answer, they go to witchcraft.
¿Cuántas personas he visto yo que vienen a Yeshua, le piden a Yeshua y no ven recibir de él, así que se voltean a la brujería?
Or they go to other places.
O van a otros lugares.
They even change their names to Julio Sinagogas.
Hasta se cambian el nombre a Julio Sinagogas.
Instead of Julio Iglesias.
En vez de Julio Iglesias.
You know Julio Iglesias? maybe you don't understand it, but you know those that speak Spanish, they're familiar.
Iglesias means. No lo entiendan, pero aquellos que hablan español sí están familiarizados.
Iglesias means church.
Iglesias quiere decir iglesia.
So his name is Julio Iglesias.
Así que su nombre es Julio Iglesias.
So that's why we say Julio Synagogue. It's someone that goes synagogue to synagogue, you know. Waiting for a miracle to happen, but The problem is not in the synagogue. The problem is
with
the person itself.
Y es una persona que va de sinagoga en sinagoga, así que el problema no es la sinagoga, sino la persona.
K 24. But he answered and said, "They did not send me, but to the lordship of the Beit of Israel, of the house of Israel."
Él respondiendo dijo, "No soy enviado, sino a las ovejas perdidas de la casa de Israel."
So Yeshua, he said that he was only sent for whom? For the lordship of the house of Israel.
Así que Yeshua dijo que él fue enviado solamente a la casa de las ovejas perdidas de Israel.
Was this woman from the house of Israel?
¿Era esta mujer de la casa de Israel?
No. Huh?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
no, she was not.
No, no era.
The descendants of Israel came from whom?
Los descendientes de Israel venían
from Shem.
De dónde? De Shem.
Not Cam.
No, de Ham.
So she was not from the tribe of Israel.
Así que no era de la tribu de Israel.
But remember, there will be accompanying nations that will aggregate to the tribes of Israel.
Pero acuérdense que van a haber naciones que van a venir como amigos a las tribus de Israel.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And that's why Yeshua said, "I cannot answer you because I was sent to the lost tribes of Israel."
Y es por eso que Yeshua le dijo que no podía responderle porque él fue enviado a las ovejas perdidas de Israel.
And who are the lost tribes of Israel?
¿Y quiénes son las tribus perdidas de Israel?
Shem's descendants.
Jacob's 12 tribes.
Las 12 tribus de Jacob.
Remember that Jacob, he became Israel.
Acuérdense que Jacob se convirtió en Israel.
And he had 12 sons.
Y él tenía 12 hijos.
And these sons, they became to be known the tribe of Israel.
Y estos hijos se conocieron como la tribu de Israel.
Okay, let's go to verse 25.
Vamos al versículo 25.
Then she came and worshipped him.
Luego ella vino,
saying, "Master, help me."
Entonces ella vino y se postró ante él, diciendo, "Soberano, socórreme."
But he answered and said, "It's not right to take the children's lehem bread and to cast it to dogs."
Respondiendo él dijo, "No es top tomar el lehem de los hijos y echarlo a los perrillos."
Because, you know, those who didn't believe, they were called dogs.
Porque aquellos que no creían se les llamaba perros.
And she said, "Imagine truth, sir, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table."
Y ella dijo, "Sí, soberano, pero aún los perrillos comen de las migajas que caen de la mesa de sus amos."
Instead of her saying, "Oh, you call me dog, let me go away," she came out with a very nice answer.
En vez de decir, "Oh, me estás diciendo perro, me voy a ir," resultó con una respuesta muy top.
Because she was outside Bethlehem.
Porque ella estaba fuera de Bethlehem.
Bethlehem means what?
Bethlehem, ¿qué quiere decir?
House of bread.
Casa de lehem.
So she was saying that everything that was going on there in Bethlehem, everything that was happening.
Entonces ella estaba diciendo que todo lo que estaba aconteciendo ahí en Bethlehem,
she was eating of it.
Ella estaba comiendo de ello.
Even though she was outside, but she was eating what? The crumbs.
Aunque ella estaba afuera,
that would fall from that city.
Aunque ella estaba afuera, ella dijo que ella estaba comiendo de las migajas que caían de la ciudad.
Even though she was not an Israelite, but now she became a believer.
Aunque ella no era israelita, ella se convirtió en una creyente.
Then Yeshua answered and said to her, O woman, great is your emunah, your belief. Be it to you, even as you will. And her daughter was made whole that very hour.
Entonces respondiendo Yeshua dijo, Oh mujer, grande es tu emuná. Hágase contigo como quieres. Y su hija fue sanada desde aquel momento.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. That woman was not an Israelite.
Esa mujer no era israelita.
But her request was granted.
Pero su anhelo fue dado.
Imagine you that is an Israelite.
Imagínense ustedes que sí son israelitas.
If you ask Yeshua something, he will not give it to you.
Si ustedes le piden algo a Yeshua, no se los va a dar a ustedes.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to chapter 10 of the book of Matityahu.
Vamos a Matityahu, capítulo 10.
On verse
5. Versículo 5.
Fine. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not the way of the Gentiles, by staying away from pagan practice, and into any city of the Sheronim, enter not.
A estos dos envió Yeshua y les dio instrucciones, diciendo, Por camino de gentiles no vayan, y en ciudad de samaritanos no entren.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, just for your record, Gentile means what?
Unbeliever.
Para que ustedes entiendan, gentil quiere decir incrédulo.
So don't call yourself a Gentile.
Así que no se llame a sí mismo un gentil.
There are many Christians, they call themselves Gentiles.
Hay muchos cristianos que se nombran gentiles.
And they say that to be a Gentile is a good, is a tov thing.
Y dicen que ser un gentil es una cosa tov.
Because Yeshua came for the Gentiles.
Porque Yeshua vino por los gentiles.
No.
No.
To be a Gentile, it's a horrible thing.
Ser un gentil es una cosa horrible.
And you don't want to call yourself a Gentile.
Y ustedes no quieren denominarse un gentil.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Yeshua told his Talmudim, his disciples, not to go to the ways of the Gentiles.
Así que Yeshua le instruyó a sus Talmudim no ir en el camino de los gentiles.
Why? Because the Gentiles worship what?
¿Por qué? Porque los gentiles adoraban a qué?
Idols, they are pagans.
A ídolos, son paganos.
And then verse 6 it says, But go rather to the lost sheep that have strayed from Beit Israel.
Sino vayan antes a las ovejas perdidas de la casa de Israel.
So Yeshua was telling them to go to the lost sheep of Israel.
Así que Yeshua les estaba diciendo que vayan a las ovejas perdidas de Israel.
But now, how can you know who is Israel and who is not Israel?
Pero ya, ¿cómo es que uno puede distinguir entre quién es Israel y quién no es Israel?
Because remember, the lost tribes, they were mingled among the Gentiles.
Porque acuérdense que las tribus perdidas fueron mezcladas entre los gentiles.
How can you know now?
¿Cómo es que uno puede saber?
If that person is an Israelite or if that person is a Gentile.
Si esa persona es una israelita o un gentil.
How do you know? How can you differ between the wheat and the weed?
¿Cómo es que uno puede diferenciar entre el trigo y la
cosaña,
la cizaña?
Cizaña.
The fruit they put forth.
Exactly.
Por el fruto,
it's by the fruits.
Es por los frutos.
Because they look alike.
Porque se parecen.
But the only difference is that the wheat has fruit on it.
Pero la diferencia es que el trigo tiene fruta en
and
él.
The weed doesn't have anything.
Y la cizaña no tiene nada.
Yeshua said, you know the tree by its fruits.
Yeshua dijo que uno conocerá el árbol por sus frutos.
So everyone that have the love for the things of Yahweh, that person for sure in Israelites.
Así que cualquier persona que tiene un ahava, una apreciación por las cosas de Israel, de Yahweh, es por cierto un israelita.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. That's hard. They look the same.
Es difícil. Se parecen.
But by the fruits we'll know.
Pero por sus frutos los conoceremos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go now to Luke chapter 19.
Vamos a Lucas capítulo 19.